Officials at Sandia Labs have announced that they'll be forced to shut down and furlough much of the lab's workforce by October 21st if the federal budget impasse is not resolved. Los Alamos National Laboratory officials, too, have told their employees that the lab has a limited ability to stay open during the government shutdown. The two labs employ some 18,000 New Mexicans. New Mexico's congressional delegation has called on the U.S. Department of Energy secretary to offer lab workers assurances they will be compensated if furloughed. A water main break in Santa Fe Tuesday afternoon left some 50 homes at Camino Sierra Vista and Oñate Place without water through much of last night while crews made repairs. The rupture of a 12-inch water main also required PNM to turn off power to some 160 surrounding customers for a short time to assess the structural integrity of a nearby electric pole. The break caused a 6-foot sinkhole in the roadway, which is expected to be addressed this morning. Santa Fe City Hall tonight considers establishing creation of an operations team to provide oversight for the LEAD pilot program. That's the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Plan, designed to divert some drug offenders into treatment starting in 2014 that would break the standard cycle of arrest and addiction. The city agreed to try the approach back in July, inspired by the success experienced with similar efforts in Seattle. In a related item, City Council will explore having staff collaborate with an organization called Families and Friends Against Drugs to create an ongoing community dialogue on heroin and opiate addiction in Santa Fe. KSFR will carry the meeting live beginning at 5 p.m. Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry buried his opposition in a landslide election Tuesday. Berry, the Republican incumbent in the nonpartisan race, coasted to re-election, taking 68% of the vote, over 29% for former Deputy City Attorney Pete Dinelli, and retired Police Sergeant Paul Hay, who took 3%. The Duke City voters also approved all 10 bond issues on the ballot. In races for the Albuquerque City Council, it appears the District 7 seat will spark a runoff, as Janice Arnold-Jones has just less than 50% of the vote, while Diane Gibson had 34%. Runoffs occur when no candidate receives 50%. That special election is set for November 19th. Santa Fe County Commissioners took no action Tuesday on a District 50 nominee to replace the late State Representative Stephen Easley, who died in August. The Journal North reports commissioners heard from 9 applicants for the recommendation. The 3 other counties that make up the legislative district, Bernalillo, Torrance, and Valencia, will also make recommendations that will be forwarded to Governor Martinez for her to consider. Santa Fe County has until October 15th to make that selection. Santa Fe weather today mostly sunny with a high near 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 44. Tomorrow, expect a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon and a drop in temperatures, as Thursday's high will be near 64. It'll also be windy tomorrow with afternoon gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.